USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The gigantic spending bill, erroneously called the Inflation Reduction Act, was passed by 100% of the Democrats in the House with zero Republican support. This bill ensures the recession will continue longer than it was before the partisan vote. 87,000 more IRS agents and less than 1,000 billionaires in America? House Republican Whip Steve Scalise is warning these armed tax agents will be coming after you.
So President Biden, who made that promise multiple times, if you make under $400,000, don't worry, your taxes don't go up. This bill breaks President Biden's promise. It's confirmed by the CBO.
China's economic growth stumbled in July as a two-month boost from easing lockdowns faded. Data released Monday showed China's economic activity slowed across the board in July, including factory output, investment, consumer spending, youth hiring, and real estate. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A crazy incident at the Capitol over the weekend leaves one man dead.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Police say a man drove his car into a barricade near the U.S. Capitol and then began firing a handgun. He later took his own life. Tom Manger, the chief of the Capitol Police, says the car caught fire and the man exited.
It does appear that it was not the collision with the barricade that caused the fire. It appears that the individual may have started the fire himself as he was getting out of the car.
Walt Disney said Wednesday it's raising its prices for streaming subscribers in the United States who want to watch Disney Plus without ads. The price increase are tied to a new tiered service Disney will launch in December for U.S. subscribers. The basic Disney Plus service costs about $7.99 per month right now. Starting in December, that basic service will run ads, so a subscriber who wants no ads will have to upgrade to a premium service. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the weaponization of the FBI continues to shock most Americans, now is the time for transparency. The problem is Attorney General Merrick Garland is withholding the affidavit or the probable cause portion of the warrant that led to the FBI and Department of Justice to suppress President Trump's rights. Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch, a think tank that investigates government corruption, was on Newsmax overnight.
We've asked for the underlying affidavit, which is typically used by the FBI to explain to the court the basis for what now even Garland admits is a pretty extraordinary raid on the home of President Trump. And that information will tell us, and I'm not saying it should be given the credence, I'm sure the big media will give it, the basis for raiding his home, what information they had, what information they were specifically looking for. At least it ought to tell us that. But given prior FBI behavior in political matters, I don't think it can be trusted.
Facebook allowing election misleading information to thrive online has affected another election, this time in Brazil. Facebook failed to detect blatant election-related misinformation in ads ahead of Brazil's 2022 election. That's from a new report from Global Witness. They found a continuing pattern of not catching material that violates its policy, as the group describes as alarming. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.